Akashvani presents World News. Good morning, I'm Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The headlines. Philippines President Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr. to arrive today on a five-day state visit to India. 68 Ethiopian migrants dead and 74 remain missing after vessel sank off Yemen's southern coast. A deadly riot at Tuxpan prison in eastern Mexico's Veracruz state left 7 inmates dead and 11 others injured. And in cricket, fifth test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy between India and England enters thrilling phase at Oval in London. President of Philippines Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr. will arrive in New Delhi this afternoon on a five-day state visit to India. He'll be accompanied by First Lady Luis Araneta Marcos and a high-level delegation including several cabinet ministers, other dignitaries and senior officials, in addition to business representatives. This will be the first visit of President Marcos to India since assumption of office of the President of the Philippines. During the visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President Marcos are scheduled to hold bilateral discussions tomorrow. We have a report.
Diplomatic relations between India and the Philippines were established in November 1949. Both countries have since developed a strong partnership across a wide spectrum of areas, including trade and investment, defense and security, agriculture, healthcare, pharmaceuticals, and digital technologies. The two countries also engage closely at regional level, including through India's comprehensive strategic partnership with ASEAN. India's relations with the Philippines are an integral pillar of the Act East policy, Vision Mahasagar, and the Vision of the Indo-Pacific. The state visit of President Marcos coincides with the 75th anniversary of India-Philippines diplomatic relations. Akshit Vaidyan, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Meanwhile, Philippines President Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr. described India as a valued friend as he embarked on a five-day state visit to India. The president, in his departure statement today, emphasized that shared democratic values, maritime interests, and regional peace form the foundation for deeper, broader and more meaningful bilateral cooperation with India. He said that bilateral relations with India have seen a measured and stable development that is both comprehensive in scope and multifaceted in nature. He further added that there is much potential for cooperation with India that will mutually benefit the countries. He highlighted areas of defense, trade, health, pharmaceuticals, agriculture, tourism and digital connectivity for possible collaboration. At least 68 Ethiopian migrants died and 74 remain missing after a vessel sank off Yemen's southern coast on Sunday, according to the UN's International Organization for Migration, IOM. The boat carrying 154 people capsized near Abyan Governorate, where bodies have washed ashore. Only 12 survived. Despite ongoing conflict, Yemen remains a key transit route for migrants heading to Saudi Arabia. Ethiopian migrants face severe risks, including violence by warring factions. The incident underscores the perilous journeys migrants undertake in search of safety and opportunity in the Gulf region. A deadly riot at Tuxpan prison in eastern Mexico's Veracruz state left 7 inmates dead and 11 others injured, officials confirmed yesterday. The violence reportedly erupted after inmates protested extortion and abuse by members of the criminal group Grupo Sombra. The prison, holding 778 inmates above its capacity, reflects broader systemic issues. A 2012 report by Mexico's Human Rights Commission revealed that 60% of Mexican prisons are under the control of gangs or drug cartels. According to media reports, overcrowding, corruption, and poor oversight continue to plague the country's penal system, contributing to recurrent outbreaks of violence behind bars. Iran's Supreme National Security Council has approved the formation of a new defense council led by President Masoud Pezeshkian. The official media reported the council will centralize the review of defense plans and boost the capabilities of the Iranian armed forces. It includes the heads of the executive, judiciary, and legislative branches, along with top military commanders and key ministries. Meanwhile, Iranian Foreign Minister Syed Abbas Araghchi reaffirmed Iran's commitment to peaceful uranium enrichment ahead of talks with European nations. Araghchi said Iran will continue to defend its right to peaceful nuclear energy, including enrichment. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Fresh clashes have erupted in Syria's southern province of Sueda after interior authorities accused local Druze armed factions of violating a ceasefire deal by attacking security positions. The government claims the groups are pursuing personal agendas and dragging the region into chaos. Multiple security sites were targeted across various fronts as forces responded to restore order. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights also reported renewed fighting on Tal Hadid Hill, where the government troops launched a counterattack after Druze fighters had seized the area. At least 3 security personnel were killed and 10 others injured, while 1 Druze fighter also died. The observatory confirmed that withdrawal orders had been issued to the Druze groups. South Korea began dismantling loudspeakers used for anti-North Korea broadcasts today along the inter-Korean border, as announced by Seoul's defense ministry. This move comes after broadcasts were halted in June shortly after President Lee Jae-myung assumed office. His administration aims to revive stalled talks with Pyongyang and restore trust. The ministry described the dismantling as a practical step towards reducing tensions and emphasized it would not compromise military readiness. The loudspeakers had been reactivated in June 2024 under former President Yoon Suk-yeol. Pauline Ferdinand Prevot triumphed today in Stage 9 of the Tour de France, becoming the first French writer to win the modern women's competition in its 4th edition. 33-year-old Pauline became the first French winner of cycling's biggest race since 1989. It is a 124-kilometer race, and not since Bernard Hinault's last won the men's Tour de France in 1985 and Ginny Longo won the women's edition in 1989 has a French cyclist taken home the yellow jersey, a long, long wait for a nation whose summers have been entwined with the race for more than a century. In cricket, the 5th and final test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy has entered a thrilling final day at the Oval, with host England set to resume the second innings at 339-6 against India. England needs just 35 more runs to win, while India must take the remaining 4 wickets to claim victory and level the series. More details from a sports desk.
Chasing the target of 374 runs, England's charge was led by brilliant centuries from Harry Brook and Joe Root. Brook scored a fluent 111, while Root added a composed 105, putting the hosts in a strong position. However, India fought back late in the day with a stunning bowling performance. The visitors took 3 quick wickets for just 36 runs, reigniting hopes of a dramatic comeback. Prasidh Krishna has been the pick of the Indian bowlers, claiming 3 wickets, while Mohammad Siraj has contributed with 2. India posted an impressive 396 in their second innings with the help of a brilliant 118 from Yashasvi Jaiswal, along with key half centuries from Akash Deep, Ravindra Jadeja and Washington Sundar. Josh Tung led England's bowling attack with a 5-wicket haul, while Gus Atkinson picked up 3 wickets. In the first innings, England were bowled out for 247 in reply to India's 224. India currently trails the 5-match series 1-2. Moving on, in the men's triple jump at the Kasanov Memorial 2025, Indian athlete and former Asian champion Abdullah Abubakar claimed the title at the athletics meet in Almaty, Kazakhstan last night. He edged out his closest competitors by just 1 centimeter. With Sudhir Singh Yadav's report, Aishwarya Rai Nigam, Akashwani News, Delhi.
And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Philippines President Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr. to arrive today on a 5-day state visit to India. 68 Ethiopian migrants dead and 74 remain missing after vessel sank off Yemen's southern coast. A deadly riot at Tuxpan prison in eastern Mexico's Veracruz state left 7 inmates dead and 11 others injured. And in cricket, the 5th test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy between India and England enters thrilling phase at Oval in London. And that is the end of this news bulletin.